a justifiable expense that will really benefit the community.
Republican U.S. Representative Bill Huizenga of Zeeland helped secure a federal grant that will pay for up to 80% of the $70 million project. It will pay for enhanced articulated buses shuttling riders between Allendale and Grand Rapids, carrying a maximum 90 passengers.
Obviously, we've seen tremendous growth at GVSU over the last number of years. And this ability to link Allendale and Standale and downtown Grand Rapids, I think, is good not just for students, it's good for our whole entire community.
The Bus Rapid Transit, or BRT, buses will receive traffic signal priority, moving an average of 80,000 daily users more quickly from point A to point B, saving time, money, and energy.
Each of these projects has to go in and get a review and compete against other projects. And we felt very comfortable that this was something that we could go in and advocate for, that it was a good use of money. We know that here in West Michigan, organizations tend to make every nickel scream and get used properly, and they've had a good track record with that. So that all is part of the scorecard that gets developed as to the determination of funding a project like this.
The Laker Line will operate 16 BRT buses. Construction of Laker Line stations will begin this spring, with completion in 2020. Grand Valley State University will pay for Laker Line operating costs through the year 2023 as part of an existing contract. Patrick Center, WGVU News.